Hello, everybody. Happy Friday, and welcome to our daily ritual. I'm Reese, and today we are focusing on the fifth pillar of coherence, which is space that manifests as justice. As always, I am going to light some Palo Santo to cleanse our shared space. And as I do so, I invite you to start to deepen your breath, close your eyes, or soften your vision, and tune in to how you're feeling. Maybe do a quick body scan as I cleanse the shared space. If there's any tension somewhere, send your breath there. Feel the earth supporting your weight. Here in a moment, I am going to ask you to take a deep breath with me. And as we do, I want you to make it the deepest breath of the day. Whenever your breathing pattern allows, take that deep breath in. And keep filling up those lungs. Expand. And exhale. And tune in to the collective. All of the people across space and time joining us here in this moment, sharing this breath and sharing this ritual. Allow your breathing to return to a normal pattern and feel free to open your eyes or leave them closed, whichever you would prefer. I am going to begin to shuffle our cards for today and tune back into that theme of space. Justice. How do you engage with this space around you? In energetic space, we have all sorts of fun stuff going on in the night sky. Venus is still in her pre-retrograde shadow, and we're coming up on a full moon here shortly as well. And as always, this reading is for the collective, what we need to hear today. And it is the Knight of Pentacles. We see, of course, a knight holding just one pentacle, steadfast on this Black is Night Stallion with red cords draped around the horse in his finery, a plume of feathers coming out from the knight's helmet, and he's sort of gently holding this pentacle, and of course we see some rolling hills in the background. And the pentacles, of course, the suit of financial wealth, material gain, but all things of really the productive world, meaning product, physical manifestations of things. He's quite steadfast and he's very focused. And I think this all black shadow of night horse, this card is really calling us to, I keep repeating the word steadfast, I think, because I'm really thinking of steadiness. This notion of slow and steady wins the race. There is a commitment and a responsibility in this card. And I think taking up the mantle of that responsibility, and yet he is still holding this pentacle with such tenderness. When we think about space and justice, there is a certain social contract that we all enter into being in a society, that we are committed to whether we want to or not. There are norms, mores across all cultures, all societies, all over the world. And then of course there's global norms, and we're held to these standards by our community, by the space around us. When we see people not acting in accordance with the things that we believe in, and I think we're seeing a lot of that right now on a broad scale, this sort of social contract that we thought we all were in on is actually not as all of us as maybe we once thought. We must remain steady. We must remain steadfast in our beliefs, in our commitments, and still be tender, and still be gentle, and understand that whatever good is going to come out of this journey that is in front of us, that we are on horseback about to go on, the good that is going to come out of that comes from consistency, persistence. And we'll move into our mantra for today, inspired by the Knight of Pentacles and this theme of space and justice. And our mantra is going to be, I am steadfast in my commitments. I'm going to invite you to take a deep breath with me. And on the exhale, we will repeat our mantra of, I am steadfast in my commitments. Whenever you're ready, inhale in and exhale. I am steadfast in my commitments. For our practice today, I want us to go back and incorporate a little bit of our pillar from yesterday, community. Let's rely on our community within this steadfastness and build an accountability buddy, someone who shares your commitments that is going to help you maintain this steadfastness, this heart, this responsibility for this work. And this is not a judgment partner. This is not a call you out partner. It is a gentle call in partner. It is, let's do this work together, because that is always easier than doing it alone. Thank you all so much for being here today and being a part of our daily ritual. Tag down below who you want to be your accountability buddy, and then send this video to someone who you think could use it, would enjoy it, or maybe needs the reminder today. And I am very much looking forward to seeing you all right back here tomorrow. Until then, love. Our Daily Ritual is a podcast by the Cohere Collective that helps you build purpose and coherence into your daily routine. Hit that subscribe button, give us a like, give us a comment, give us a share, 5-star rating, leave a review. Wherever you are consuming content, I feel like I have to speak in this silly, ironic voice when I do this part. But truly, this is the best way to show your support for the work we are doing here at the Cohere Collective. And if you want to know more about the work that we're doing, head on over to www.thecoherecollective.com to see all of our content and offerings and learn a little bit more about our story. A big thank you to Podington Bear for our Daily Rituals theme music. And as always, I hope you feel like you are living more coherently. Until next time, love.